practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio on this another Sunday morning as we focus on the things of the Lord through the Voice of Faith radio program. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America, and I thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. We're going to begin the program today with a song entitled, There Is a Higher Throne.
Hear heaven's voice is singing.
And I truly pray that each and every one of us will honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for who he is and for what he's done for us through his work on the cross of Calvary. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio this morning on the Voice of Faith radio program. And our focus today, as every Sunday morning, is to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And I would encourage you to go to church today. If you don't have one to attend, I invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And tonight at 6 o'clock, our intern, Micah Klaus, is going to continue his three-part series in Returning to Church. And last week, he spoke on the topic, Too Comfortable to Come Back. What has COVID done to our spiritual health? Tonight, the Lord willing, he will be speaking on Christ's call to be disciples. That will be at 6 o'clock tonight, and we would invite you to come on out and be a part of that. I also want to remind you that starting up this coming Wednesday will be our Foundations for Faith ministry, and all kids are invited to that. It will begin at 6:30 this coming Wednesday, and we would be delighted to provide transportation for any who would like to come. If you have any questions about that, give us a call at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. That's for all kids age 3 to grade 6. And by the way, we also have a ministry for those who are in the upper grades as well. That would be grade 7 through 12. And we would be more than delighted to have you to come out with your children. Because, you see, not only do we have the children's ministry on Wednesday night, but at 7 o'clock, we meet for prayer and Bible study, and Dr. Chris Davis is teaching us about the miracles of Christ. And so we've got something for the entire family on Wednesday evening. Certainly, if we can serve you in any way, spiritually speaking, don't hesitate to contact us here. As I said a moment ago, our phone number is 814-944-2894. I invite you to check out our website from time to time, which is fbcaltoona.org, fbcaltoona.org, and there you can follow what is going on here at the church and what the Lord is doing through the ministry of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. If you want to email us, you can do so at fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And certainly, we would love to help you in your walk with the Lord. If you don't know the Lord, we'd love to talk to you about coming to a personal relationship with Christ through faith in him, by trusting him alone as your personal Savior. And then, of course, we'd love to be able to help you to grow in Christ as well. But again, thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company this Sunday morning. It's a delight to have you there by the radio. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you and praise you for the great God that you are. We thank you for providing for us a salvation through faith in Jesus Christ alone. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of you in him. And we thank you for that. And so, Father, to any who is not yet saved, to any who is not yet born again, it is my prayer that today will be the time of salvation for them. But, Father, take the program and use it to encourage each of us who know you to prepare our hearts to worship you on this, your day, in spirit and in truth. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and the thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's a good old quartet number entitled, Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
Now you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love, and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by.
Now when you feel a little prayer wheel turning,
and you know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right, alright. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right, alright.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel turning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right, alright.
Now let us
have a little talk, a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. Hear our faintest cry,
he will
answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn, and know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus. Find a little talk with Jesus. Find a little talk with Jesus. Makes it. Have a little talk, a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. A little talk with Jesus makes it right.
From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, we turn to Psalm 4. Psalm 4, and I would like to read verses 3 and 4, where the Word of God says, "But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still." From Psalm 4, verses 3 and 4. And now before I deliver a message entitled "The Principles of Biblical Giving," we're going to hear another song that is entitled "Sing to the Lord." Indeed, we should sing unto the Lord, because that's one of the ways to praise him and to worship him and to serve him. The Bible tells us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And that does not mean some kind of an outlandish sound, no. It just means to lift up our voices in praise and song unto him, because he is the great God, and he is greatly to be praised. You know, from the very time I started in the ministry over 47 years ago, I've had people come to me and say, what does the Bible say about giving? Should we give our tithe? Should we give a certain percentage? Should we give on a regular basis? How should we give? When should we give? What should we give? And yes, I've heard all of those questions and many, many more over the past 47 years. Well, beloved, I want to mention that the Bible is very clear on how we should be giving unto the Lord. And of course, keep in mind, it starts with giving our own lives to the Lord. I've often said about people who have a hard time giving financially to the Lord, it's simply because of the fact that they've not yet given their heart to the Lord. Remember, as we study the Word of God, we find in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And when we have first of all given our bodies, that would be our lives to the Lord, then he has our time, and he has our talent, and he has our treasures, he has our life. And so giving financially to the work of the Lord is the result of, first of all, us giving our heart unto the Lord. And so when it comes to giving to the Lord, it starts by first of all saying, as a Christian, Lord, here is my life. You take everything that I have, and I want all of my time, all of my talent, and all of my treasure to honor you. But again, the Bible has a lot to say about financial giving. And one of those places is 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, where the Word of God says, Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. In that passage of Scripture, we can see clearly that the Apostle Paul is talking about the collection. We would call that the offering. And as he elaborates in verse 2, we see what I've called five principles of biblical giving. Now, there are other passages of Scripture that you can study if you want to learn more about biblical giving. For instance, 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9 are two great chapters in the Word of God to study. And there are others as well. But today, I want us to focus particularly on verse 2 and these five principles of biblical giving. Now, keep in mind, this is directed to born-again believers. If you do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, you can give and give and give and give. You could give $1 million a week, I suppose, and that would not please the Lord. What would please the Lord would be for you to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior first, and then give unto the Lord as God has blessed you. But these principles that we see here in 1 Corinthians 16 are principles for born-again believers to consider. And maybe what I share to you today, or with you today, are principles that you are already fulfilling. But maybe some of you have never thought about these principles. Well, let's take a look at them. First of all, give regularly. 1 Corinthians 16:2 says, upon the first day of the week. You know, from the very beginning of the church age, the church has been gathering together on the first day of the week to worship with others of like precious faith so as to honor the Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection, because he rose again on the first day of the week. And so what we see in this passage of Scripture is that on the first day of the week, we should certainly be ready and willing to give to the Lord. Now, we can give to the Lord at any time. We can give on the second day of the week, the third day of the week, the fourth day of the week, whatever the day of the week it is, we can give unto the work of the Lord. But particularly on the first day of the week, Sunday, when God's children all around the world gather to worship him in spirit and in truth, we should regularly give on the Lord's day. Now, I know that there are some people, when it comes to tithing, they will tithe once a month because that's when they get their paycheck. And that's fine. But even though you might tithe once a month, as it were, still, on a regular basis, on the first day of the week, when the offering plate is passed, well, that's a good thing to give unto the work of the Lord, because it says to do it on the first day of the week, and I think it would imply doing that regularly. Secondly, give individually. Again, 1 Corinthians 16:2, it says, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you, in other words, each individual Christian is to be giving to the work of the Lord. No one is exempt, as it were. That's probably not a good way to put it. But you see, God wants to bless every Christian. And one of the greatest ways to receive the greatest blessing from God is to give unto the work of the Lord. You know, we are reminded of that over and over again in the Scripture. Again, I would encourage you to study 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9, because it is brought out there very clearly that when we give unto the Lord, God blesses our giving, and God wants to bless every Christian. And so in a household, you have husband, you have wife, and you have children. And if the husband works, he should give out of his income. If the wife works, she should give out of her income. And then teach your Christian children to give as well, that they might be blessed of the Lord. I remember we always taught our children to give, and one day our son Mike, when he was working for his grandfather, made some money, and he came home with that money, and he said, I'm going to give it all to the church on Sunday when the collection plate is passed. Well, that's what was in his heart. We tried to guide him a little bit. But you see, everyone in the household that receives an income should give of that income or out of that income to the Lord. Thirdly, give systematically. Again, 1 Corinthians 16:2 says, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store. Lay by him in store. In other words, plan in advance what you're going to give. If you tithe, for instance, on one particular Sunday, well, that's a good thing. But you know, every Sunday the offering is taken. And so it's proper, I think it's practical, to plan in advance that when the offering is taken on Sunday, even though you, as it were, tithe on one particular day of the week, that you will also say, well, I'm going to give a certain amount when the offering plate goes around, even though I tithe basically my income on one particular Sunday of the month. But beyond that, as you plan in advance, be ready to give according to the need. Always be ready to give. You know, there are needs that arise every day, every week, every month. And if you go to church and you find that a missionary has a need or there's a need in your fellowship fund, be ready and willing to give. Again, those are principles taught in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9. Number 4, give proportionately. Give proportionately. Again, 1 Corinthians 16:2. It says, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God has prospered him. As God has prospered him. In other words, as God blesses you, give accordingly. Give proportionally. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 9, it tells us there that we are to give the first fruit of our increase, the first fruit of our income. When we get our paycheck, we ought to give out of that. If in some way, shape, or form, we receive another gift, whatever the case may be, somebody might come up and give you a gift, or you might do some extra work and get paid for it. As you have increase in your income, then give unto the work of the Lord. That's the principle that's brought out in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 9. And people will always ask the question, what about the tithe? Is it the Old Testament teaching? Is it the New Testament teaching? Well, my principle is, ladies and gentlemen, that the tithe is the place where we begin to give. I'm not going to necessarily say that anybody is obligated to give the tithe, but I think that the tithe is this place to start giving unto the work of the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6, however, it says, "But this I say unto you, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." So the fact of the matter is, whether you give it the tithe or something else, the more you give unto the Lord, the more you're going to reap from the Lord. Then finally, give liberally. And this, of course, is tied into the concept of giving proportionally. But notice what it says, "Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him," here it is, "that there be no gatherings when I come." In other words, the point is, give as much as you can, give as soon as you can, so that God will take your gift unto him to use for his honor and glory in the propagation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as well as in the ministry of the local church. I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest joy that I've had down through my years is the privilege of giving unto the Lord. Remember, you cannot give God. As God gave his best for you in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, give your best to the Lord, financially, personally, in every other way, and watch God work. Thank you for joining me today. Until we greet you once again by way of radio next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. The best is yet to come. Amen.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.